Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to American States on Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2019, and we will start off with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Those are words to live by. And you know what? Say it, even if no one's around, say it. There's no reason why you have to wait to be at some public event or whatever to say the pledge. You can say it every day. Excuse me. Well, first off, before we really get started tonight, let me just kind of let you know this is going to be a short show. I'm going to have to close the show at 8 o'clock. Lots of stuff going on. And so I'm going to have to do that. But I did not want to cancel the show for the night. I wanted to go ahead and give a little bit of an update of what's going on in good old Orange County, Florida. And why, whoops, okay, let's hope I don't push the wrong button here. all I need to do is hit the wrong button in the show before we even started. Okay, and then anyway, why think twice about living in Florida. Florida is a great place to visit, but do you really want to live here? And I don't know, I was born and raised here, and when it comes to in Orange County, Florida, I don't know. Really, at one time, I would have never dreamed of moving anywhere else, but I can't say that today. And it's all because of the way they have managed Orange County growth and the way they've managed the transportation. Well, the quality of life here just isn't what it used to be. It keeps going down the hill. And, you know, the people who have been here the longest agree with what I'm saying. They're frustrated with it. No one's listening, as usual, and it's just a mess. So I'm going to give a few key reasons why you think twice when you decide if you want to live in Orange County, Florida. And some of this overlaps at a state level. But definitely right here in Orange County, Florida, you have very, very abusive guardianship and abuse of the elders. And we have so many elderly people in Florida, and many of them right here in Orange County. To have what happened with Rebecca Fearley, what allegedly happened, the guardianship case that's going on there, and the abuse, it's unbelievable. This isn't supposed to happen in the United States of America, but it does. The love of money will sacrifice life. That's what guardianship in Florida is. Love of money will sacrifice the life. It's the liquidate, isolate, medicate program of guardianship here in Florida, and the judges are all too willing to accommodate these guardians to do this. My good old friend Judge Jose Rodriguez. So that's one reason. Now the other is the totally reckless growth. You know, transportation has been a mess ever since I can remember. It's gotten worse, but it's all tied to the reckless growth and the reckless spending. But, I mean, they just rubber stamp. These developers want to put anything anywhere. They don't care. They just rubber stamp it. They don't care whether the infrastructure won't support it. They don't care if the wetlands are being destroyed. They don't care. I mean, they just don't care. That's all there is to it. All they want is tax dollars, money, 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 money. And they all claim in the usual political rhetoric, oh, we want Orange County to be a world-class city. I mean, it's all garbage. You know, they're destroying Orange County. It was a world-class city, but they're destroying it because they are trashing it up. What they are doing is destroying it, making it harder to work here, making it harder to live here. The homeless stuff, the stuff you're seeing out in California, don't think it's that far away from Orange County, Florida. Because, and it's out there, it's in some of the reports I was just reading, the Orange County is one of the most expensive, if not the highest priced homes in the country. And most expensive, and excuse me, especially when you compare that we are such a high service industry because of all the tourism. Tourism doesn't pay, those jobs are not high paying jobs. They're the minimum wage jobs and maybe a little bit more. And so this crazy notion that somehow we're a world-class city while we keep doing things that destroy the lower and middle-class individuals who support this whole economy through the tourism, primarily through tourism, I should say. What are these people thinking? You know, I mean, they get a government check, so they don't care. They get government health insurance, so they don't care. They've got a pension coming. Some of these people have double dipping going on, so they don't care. They don't care. They don't feel the pain. That's all just rhetoric and political garbage when they're out there on the campaign trail. Oh, we care so much. Trust us. Trust me. Whatever. It's disgusting and it's ridiculous. Now, tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 19th, I got a lot of things I'm doing. I'm going to meet with my commissioner. Then there's going to be a sign waving, and this is on the corner of State Road 50 and 441. That's Colonial Drive and Orange Blossom Trail. It's going to start at 2 o'clock. We're going to try to get the word out there as much as possible. No, we don't trust you. No, we don't need more sales taxes because of your reckless growth management and reckless spending. Which, by the way, I don't know. What do you guys think? If a mayor flies over to London to promote, and I should qualify that, the mayor and his entourage. I don't know how many people were in his entourage, but they had to go to London to promote tourism in Orlando, Florida, Orange County, Florida. Now, have you ever heard anything so insane? How much did that cost the tax dollars? Because you know they didn't pay for it. Do you think any of them paid for that travel? And this was all to go to some world travel convention, whatever. But I'm sorry, you don't need to. It's reckless, reckless spending. And at the same time, this same mayor, Mayor Demings here of Orange County, Florida, Jerry Demings, says, trust me, we really do need more money. We need more money for transportation. We don't have enough to waste right now, so we need some more. Of course, he doesn't say we need more to waste. He said, we need it, and you can trust me. I used to be the Orange County Sheriff, so you can trust me with your life. Sorry, no, I cannot trust you. I do not trust you, Mayor Demings. Because I see what you're doing. $125 million for Universal. Yeah, another, let's see, between you and the city of Orlando, another $9 million for a pedestrian bridge. Then I think there was another pedestrian bridge you gave to them, which they didn't need. They're only a $26, $27 billion corporation, so why shouldn't the people of Orange County build their pedestrian bridges for them? Makes sense, right? Is that reckless spending? I think it is. But who do they serve? These people on the Orange County Commission don't serve the people. They serve the corporations. It's we the corporations, not we the people. That's what it is here in Orange County, Florida. And you can even take it to a step higher at the state level. I'm going to put this out there because it's so critical to this whole discussion. At the state level, it's just being reported. I don't have the reports, but it's being reported through the Orlando Sentinel. 99% of the Florida corporations pay no taxes. Zip, no taxes. And I know when I had researched it in the past, unless something recently changed, which I highly doubt, what is called the Ultimate I-4, or I-4 Ultimate, Ultimate I-4, whatever it is, where they're putting toll lanes down the middle of I-4 for a public-private partnership to make a corporation rich at the expense of the people. I know that they incorporated in the state of Delaware and then came to Florida as a foreign business. And they do this because Delaware has some good tax breaks for corporations too. So here, that's a corporation doing business here in Orange County, Florida, or in Florida, because actually the I-4 goes over more than one county. They incorporate in another state so they can avoid and dodge the taxes here in Orange County, Florida. And then we have a mayor who says, yeah, we need some more money from you. Come on, you middle and lower income people. Come on. Come on. It's only a penny. It's only 1%. Well, everybody better go out there and do some math. Every time you go out to dine, add that 1% to what you're dining. Every time you go out shopping, with the exception of some groceries and some services that we don't tax, everything else is taxed. Go buy that car. How much more is that 1% going to cost you on that automobile you're going to buy? It's outrageous, but this is what they do. And they say, trust me. Mayor Demings, trust me. Trust me while I destroy your communities. That's okay. You can trust me. I'll destroy your communities correctly. And that's what's happening. Lower income communities are being destroyed. We all know what's going to happen. You take the area where the new Universal theme park is going to go. I haven't confirmed it, but I'm guessing that all the investors have bought up all the land all the way around it. This is a game that they play big time here in Florida, too. Especially when it comes to building roads and expanding and things like that. They go out there and they start talking about where they're going to build this. It's the same thing as insider trading, because the people with the big bucks go in there, buy up all this land when it's cheap, and then they build the road, and then they start expanding and building along it, and then the people make the money. Even though the people of Florida may not have wanted the road, may not have had any need for the road, and this is in different areas, and I'll talk about that in just a minute, but this is the way government works. They work for the corporations. They work for their big campaign contributors. They work for any type of way they can help each other out, such as the former Congressman John Micah, Representative Micah, who went out there, and somehow his daughter got an earmark for so many millions of dollars. I'd have to go look at the exact amount. An earmark for a study, something to do with studying transportation or whatever, and she got a bunch of money. I'm trying to remember how many millions of dollars she got. This is what these people do. They don't represent us. They don't represent us at any level. Now, today I'm focusing on Orange County because of what they're doing with the rubber stamping, all this growth, and because some engineer says, oh, we can mitigate the wetlands. Yeah, we're and you know what? If you look out there and how they're mitigating wetlands all over the place, they've gone out there, you know, and it's not even cleared yet. I mean, all these projects are scattered about. So, oh, we're going to mitigate the wetlands here. We're gonna build a giant detention pond. That's going to mitigate it. Don't worry about it. We can mitigate it. You can't mitigate it all. There's communities, subdivisions flooding now. And you can put and this is right by where they mitigated the wetland. This is off of Lake Underhill, where there's a Walmart shopping center, supermarket. It's a Walmart supermarket near Chickasaw Trail. And they built a retention pond there because that was going to save everything. That was going to take care of it. The houses right behind it are flooding. It doesn't work. But the politicians, because they're not representatives, you have to understand, they're supposed to represent us. That is what they were elected to do, but they don't do it. You have to accept the fact they don't do it. They represent the special interest. They represent the corporations. They represent their next paycheck as a lobbyist somewhere down the road. They represent those who will give them the most in campaign contributions. They don't represent us. And Orange County is going down the tubes in so many ways. It's been going down the tubes. Instead of it being improving, it's going the other way. It's not going for us. It's making a few people rich and making people homeless. And what I started to say earlier was about the homelessness. Because of what they're doing, like with the likes of Universal and the investors buying up the land all around there, going out there buying this stuff while it's as cheap as it will be, And then once that really gets going, those prices all go up, and the people who are living in those lower-income communities will have no place to go. I was looking online, and there was, a one-bedroom apartment in downtown Orlando started at, I think it was like $1,300, a one-bedroom apartment in downtown Orlando. Do they call that affordable housing? They claim it is. This is what they call the Creative Village. Now, it's technically down, or the city of Orlando is the one pushing this, but Orlando is in Orange County. But this is what they're doing, and now it's the Creative Village. If you want to go see a crock of whatever out there, go read up on the Creative Village in Orlando, Florida. And then, of course, ask the people who are being displaced and ask them how affordable the housing really is. It's ridiculous. And then the destruction of these lower-income communities, the gentrification, that's what it is. And we've been doing that all over Orlando and Orange County. Paramore, which is right downtown, off of downtown, or, you know, I guess it's the west side of downtown primarily, the Paramore area. There was so much history there, and they've destroyed it all to build stupid Amway stadiums and whatever else. And they pushed all these people out. And they don't mind pushing out the lower-income people and acting like they're doing them a favor because this is going to be good for you. No, you won't have a home. You won't be able to afford to live anywhere, but it'll be good for you. And then let's see if I can remember what it was. Demings, Mayor Demings said something out there how they were going to handle affordable housing. Let's see if I can find those numbers because it was absolutely insane what he was saying. In fact, a lot of what he said was insane. Let's see. Well, let me start off by saying one of the things here. This was an article in the Orlando Business Journal. Here's what Orange County's mayor expects his proposed penny sales tax will do for local transit. Keep in mind, he said transit, not transportation, transit, because this is all a slush fund for the SunRail, a.k.a. ScamRail, and the totally dysfunctional bus system they have. Somehow giving them more money seems like that's going to solve all their problems. SunRail may benefit if a penny sales tax referendum passes in Orlando. So they speak out of both sides in what they're saying. And then, let's see, the reporter is asking, what are your biggest hurdles? And then the response is, or appears to be, it's not actually in quotes here, I hear concerns about gentrification, but we have a responsibility to not let that happen. Plan for it and look at the options we have to reduce or stabilize housing costs. It will take the public and private sector to create pathways for low-income workers to move up in their respective employment in terms of pay by either getting a skill or higher education. Now, think about what that says. And if anybody can tell me why that makes sense, because it makes no sense to me, why would that make sense to anybody? It sounds like he doesn't understand gentrification. But then this part where it says it will take the public and the private sector to create pathways for low-income workers to move up to their respective respective employment in terms of pay by either getting a skill or higher education. Mayor Demings, I'm not trying to insult you here, but that's just a stupid thing to say. I can't be polite about it. That's insane. So you somehow think, is it in your belief that only children, young people who live with mom and dad are going to work in the service industry? Is that what you think? And so anybody else outside of the young people, they're somehow going to move up the food chain. They're either going to be the manager of the local McDonald's or they're going to be the manager of whatever it is, where, you know, at the theme parks. So you truly believe you're going to limit who is in the low-income jobs. You think you can create a path to move people into higher-paying jobs in a tourist industry community? I mean, I would say you could do this if the industries were different and if we weren't already overflowing with tourism, the service industry. The service industry, I don't, you know, we have some high technology here in Central Florida. We have manufacturing. We have other things here. You know, we do have other things here in Orange County. But the tourism is the key to this area. So what I guess I would need to know, Mayor Demings, how many tourists, people who live in Florida, in Orange County, work in the tourism industry, and what is their average pay, and what are you going to do? How are you going to replace those low-income jobs with something better? How are you going to convert tourism low-income jobs, the housekeepers in the hotels, the different people, the customer service people who work in the parks, all those things, how are you going to convert those low-income jobs into high-paying jobs? Because if you can manage to pay people who do that type of service industry, including the restaurants and all this other stuff, if you can pay them high enough to allow them to afford to live in this unaffordable housing we have, I need to know how. If you can do that, it would be wonderful. But I don't see how you're going to do that. And if you did do it, if you were able to do that, well, guess what happens? Okay, the cost of going to one of the theme parks is going to double because now you're paying all this extra money to the service industry. The same is true for the hotel. The hotel price is going to cost more. Going to the restaurant is going to cost more. Everything is going to cost more if you try to put the service industry jobs up there in the higher paying jobs. You can't do it. Because the prices will go up and then people won't go there and then they'll be laid off. It's a cycle. Do you understand any of this, Mayor Demings? Because it doesn't sound like you do from what I'm reading here. And then the other part of his unaffordable housing, there is what he's calling it the Housing for All Task Force, okay? Now they have submitted their proposal. The Housing for All Task Force has submitted their proposal. And of what they want to do to fix affordable housing here. Now, keep in mind, one of the co-chairs is a gentleman by the name of Alan Keene. He used to be the chair of the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority. And while he was the chair of the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority, he was part of what the grand jury said was a culture of corruption. He was the co-chair of the Expressway Authority, the culture of corruption. The mayor appointed him. And this mayor wants to know why I don't trust him, why I don't trust his judgment. This is insane. You've got, and also to add to this, which again, it's interesting to see that he was appointed to the Expressway Authority. This gentleman is a developer. Okay, so you're putting a developer who was the chair of the Expressway Authority during the time of the culture of corruption by the grand jury. You now have him as a co-chair on the Housing for All board that you've created, task force. I guess it's actually called a task force. And you think we should trust you because of what? How could you put this person in that position? How could you put a person who's a developer who stands to benefit personally, financially, from whatever policy he comes up with, and he was part of the Expressway Authority when the grand jury said it was a culture of corruption? Look it up. You can go out there and see. As anybody who's listening to this, go look it up on the internet. It's out there. I don't have to make up these things. Alan Keene, culture of corruption. The Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority. True story. But anyway, as part of this plan here, somewhere out there, they're going to be assisting, somehow they're going to assist with the affordable housing for people who make between $26,000 and $83,000. And then there's also some assistance for $83,000 to, I think it was $97,000. So is $83,000 really low income? I wouldn't have thought that was low income. Maybe they've got a family of 10 or something. I don't know. It was very bizarre numbers for these two levels, 26,000 to 83,000, and then 83,000 to 97,000, I think it was. And it's like, where did they come up with this stuff? Let me see if I can happen to find those numbers here in front of me so I can tell you. The Orange County Task Force signs off on affordable housing plan. This is on the Orlando Business Journal, which you have to have a subscription. You can usually get to read a couple of articles as a trial. Then after that, you have to pay for the subscription. Okay. Here's what it says for this task force, which is controlled by the mayor. He came up with it. Under the proposed plan, the county would create 11,000 units of housing for household incomes of $26,000 to $83,000, with another 19,300 units being created for household incomes of $83,000 to $97,000. That would represent 35% of the projected 86,100 housing units, including market rate units, expected to be created by 2030 in the county. The plan also calls for the creation of a dedicated affordable housing fund of $160 million. That would include about $10 million from the general fund with a 10% increase per year. Okay, now at the state level, we have a housing fund, but it keeps getting robbed by those in Tallahassee, diverting money into the general fund. So now he's going to ask us for more money for the affordable housing fund, even though we've already paid it to the state, and the state keeps ripping it off. Why would we trust anything these people say? Explain that to me. I don't get it. You can't trust what they say. They are total reckless spending, total reckless management of growth, total recklessness of managing the housing. They're just not there. What they do is ridiculous. Let's see. And what was the one last thing here? Well, there's actually quite a bit here. Here's the famous line. This is, again, from the Orlando Journal article. How might this tax address the area's expected population growth? Orange County is growing at an estimated net of 1,000 residents a week. We want to be a world-class community. And every community that is world-class has a complete mass transit system. So having SunRail, ScamRail, that's pretty much empty, has been a billion-dollar boondoggle, which most of us knew it would because they didn't have the proper bus system to support it. It was going to be a loser no matter what because they didn't have a bus system. And, of course, back in the day, there were many of us trying to promote a bus hub system or an express bus system. There were ways to improve busing before you did this train because the train would lead you nowhere. You get off and you got to hitchhike or get a cab or whatever else. So it was always dysfunct plan to begin with. And it was all because they wanted federal dollars. Well, guess what? The federal dollars go away in the year 2021. No more federal dollars for this boondoggle called SunRail. And now they want me to pay for it. That's another reason why you have to give us more money. But 1 cent is not going to be enough to pay for this mess. I mean, right now, with the assistance between SunRail and Lynx, the local bus system, Central Florida Bus Transit Association, whatever authority, whatever it's called, Lynx or what the buses are called, they're running at a negative right now at something like $60 million deficit. The deficit is $60 million a year now, the two of them. And that's with federal aid. with still some federal money in there. So what do we think is going to happen there? They need to just shut down the stupid train. But I know there's a big cost in that because they took money from the feds. You don't get the money free. Everybody thinks it's free money, but it's not free. And then let's see, we'll give one last thing here. How does this effort compare with previous ones to create dedicated transportation funding? There are multiple reasons why those failed, but these were initiatives primarily driven by the business community and chambers. There was a perception in the voting public who couldn't see themselves within the narrative. This time around, we have been much more inclusive. And of course, the word inclusive is a buzzword these days for politicians. And so his inclusiveness, just so everybody understands, his inclusiveness means he has the transportation town halls. This is Mayor Demings. And I'm going to be going to one tomorrow night. And that's, I think that's good. I'm glad he's having transportation town halls. I'm glad he's given people a chance to speak about what is the concern. However, you're only given 2 or 3 minutes to have such a discussion, and all you do is get spoon-fed what they want you to hear. It's very, very little true input. You can't have, this is not a forum to have a true discussion. And I may challenge him on that. I say, you know what? You need to have a true, what do you want to call it? I'll say a town hall that has true two-way dialogue. This one doesn't. It's really not. But more of a summit or something where you have people, panels, a couple of panels, citizen panels, and the his team, the elected who are messing up the system to begin with. And let's have an open discussion about what's really going on here. Let's be able to talk back and forth with those of us who have taken the time to study a lot more of the facts about it. And then, of course, the public, the general public, can ask questions and let us both answer. Let the public ask questions and let both sides answer the question. And let there be a somewhat of a debate as well. Because we need to put the truth out there. Politicians never want the truth out there. I wonder why. Because it doesn't support the garbage they're doing. And you see the garbage at every level. It doesn't matter where you're at. The garbage is there and it stinks. And we are the ones who keep having to pay for it. Over and over and over again. They have no problem with it. Let's see if I can find one other thing here real quick. And this is the 99%. Orlando Sentinel, 99% of businesses pay no Florida corporate income tax. Big companies are avoiding millions of dollars in taxes, and lawmakers are letting them. And this, again, you can read this article in the Orlando Sentinel. Excuse me, it was in the Sunday paper. Okay, and here's one of the examples they give. And again, I'm reading this from their article. eBay Inc., the online auction company with 180 million buyers around the world, around the world earned $34 million of profit in Florida in 2014. And that's going back 2014, according to state auditors. At Florida's official corporate income tax rate of 5.5%, eBay should have paid more than $1.8 million in state taxes, enough money to hire 40 new teachers. But records show eBay actually paid $18,810, not even enough to hire one. It's not an isolated example. Auditors say, and they're given Sanofi Pasteur Inc., one of the world's largest vaccine manufacturers, earned $55 million in profits in between 2008 and 2013. Yet didn't pay a dime in state income taxes over the same period. Then it says in recent years, MasterCard Inc. saves more than $20 million in Florida income taxes by claiming that none of its sales occur in Florida. Verizon Wireless saves more than $23 million by passing hundreds of millions of dollars of profits out of state, and HCA Healthcare Inc. saves more than $28 million. So the whole point is they're giving all the tax breaks to the special interests, to the developers, to the corporations, giving them money, not only giving them tax breaks like this, but they're giving them money like the $125 from the county for Universal and then the bridges and everything. Yet they give nothing back to the people. Let's see here. For years, the company that made Dr. Pepper soda and Snapple iced tea paid for it income taxes like the single big business it was. But then it realized it could pay less taxes if there were two companies. So in 2013, the soft drink giant, formerly known as Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, split itself apart, according to litigation records by the Orlando Sentinel. The move cut its annual state income tax by an estimated $400,000 or more. Dr. Pepper split, made for the tax purposes only, illustrates one of the ways companies take advantage of what experts say is the single biggest corporate tax break in Florida, the option for business companies to file separate tax returns. But anyway, you can go on and see, but the whole point is they want more money from us while they give everybody else the tax breaks. They give our money away like a bunch of drunken sailors. They travel the world on our dime, going to London. There was no need to go to London to promote transport or to promote tourism in Florida or Orange County specifically. There was no reason to do all this. And yet they're coming to us begging for more money. We have to have this money for transportation. Transportation's a mess. And you know what? Everybody, at least everybody I know, will agree transportation in Orange County, Central Florida really, but for this discussion, Orange County is a wreck. It's a mess. It's totally dysfunctional. It's way overpriced because, you know, we have three gas taxes. We have the federal, state, and local gas taxes, and then we have all these massive toll roads. And some people say, well, the gas tax isn't going to handle it. I've given solutions. Because of the electric cars should be taxed differently at the point of registration. They should have a higher highway tax at the point of registration. But they don't want to do that because it was government that was saying, we're going to give you breaks. We're going to give you tax breaks and whatever else if you go buy an electric car. So buy an electric car, cause more damage to the roads, and we'll bill everybody else. This is the way they do it over and over again. It's insane. And they say, well, we know that the average Orange County resident, well, they're just too dumb. They don't know any better. We can tell them anything, and we can tell them, trust me. Just trust me. You can trust me. Here I'm out here talking to you because I care about you, and I want your input. Trust me. This is what they're giving. And if the people of Orange County would actually give this money to them, then, again, you get what you deserve. You get it. They're only going to want more money in 2 years down the road because this money, the Sun Rail thing, that ain't going to cover it. And then they're going to want to increase the toll taxes, which brings me to another point. We have the most expensive toll roads in the country. We have the most miles of toll roads any place in the country. And they can raise them whenever they feel like, taxation without representation, because they're a quasi-governmental agency. They can do whatever they want. So they can raise those taxes. And at one point, they were going to raise those taxes to pay for the transit. So those are the people who use the toll roads would pay even more. But it wouldn't be a user fee. It would be a sales tax contribution to mass transit. But, of course, they didn't want to say that out loud. And that is why everybody out there listening, if you live anywhere in Florida and are a registered voter in Florida, you need to sign the petition to give us to amend our state constitution to give us the right to vote on toll taxes. It gives us the right to vote on the toll increases and a right to the new tolling of roads. It's critical that we do this. We know we get this on the ballot for 2020, and it's critical that we get these petitions signed. We know if we get these on the ballot, that it will be a landslide. I mean, the only people I talk to, and let's see, in the overall scheme of things, obviously those who work for the government or work at the Expressway Authority specifically, whatever, they tend to be a little bit more, you know, we need toll roads. We need them. They're not going to go against, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them, if you will. But when you talk to the others, the vast majority are fed up with the tolls. They're too high. And you know what? You're making minimum wage. You can't afford a house. And now you're going to hit me up with a toll tax for a couple hundred bucks a month? And people say, well, you have the option to use the other roads. And in my case, that's what I do. I don't use the toll roads. I encourage people not to use the toll roads. However, the truth is, most of the time, not always, most of the time it is faster. And people feel like they have to get there faster because of whatever they're doing. And they don't want to take the time or go the other way. So sometimes, you know, you're going to sacrifice some money for the time. But that's a bad choice. It really is. Because, once again, when I hear people talk about transportation, they talk about how many hours we spend in transportation and all this stuff. You're not going to spend less time in transportation on a bus. Never. We would save time if we took the tolls off the expressways so that everybody could use the expressways. But that isn't what government wants to do. They'd rather take as much money from us any which way they can, even though they always promise to remove the tolls. They do this every place. The initially, it was the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority. Now it's called the Central Florida Expressway Authority, which has gotten even bigger and more out of control because now it's got a couple of surrounding counties involved. It's just a money grab for these people. They don't care about the people. They say that they have community boards and they want public input. No, they don't. If you happen to support what they're doing, and you probably are in have some niche with them, whatever else, you might get put on the board. I did try to. Excuse me. Just so you know, I did try to become a member on one of the boards at the Expressway Authority, and I was declined. I didn't have the experience they wanted. I'm just a peasant. They want to have a special interest in there. They want to have people who are going to support whatever they want to do, as much tax as they want to charge. They don't want anybody who's going to challenge what they're doing. Just like Mayor Demings doesn't want anyone to challenge what he's saying about this transportation stuff. So he's going to give you a gag order of 2 or 3 minutes to say something. And I think it's going to be interesting. He's seen the opposition. He's tried to say that people support this. And I'll tell you, I've been to every one of the transportation meetings so far. And guess what? I have not seen support for a higher tax. I have seen plenty of people saying, yes, transportation is a mess. I have definitely seen that. But I haven't heard anybody say, yeah, we really want this tax. There are some that say maybe we need it. Yeah, and, you know, there's always a couple of people who would be in support of it. But the vast majority aren't there saying, yes, we want to give you more money. Yes, there are people there from just every variety when it comes to their modes of transportation, buses, the roads, and they give specific roads that are messed up and this and that and whatever else. They say traffic is a mess. Traffic is absolutely a mess. And we do need to do something about it. But before you go and raise our taxes, let's get back to that reckless spending and that reckless growth. Why are you approving all these apartments? And they say, well, because we have 1,000 people coming here every week and we have to do this because we have to do it. We have to do it because we have to do it. Reckless growth is because of the manufactured growth and the way they are building the area. They're totally ignoring the wetlands, a.k.a. swamps. They're totally ignoring what they're doing to the environment, which is going to cause flooding. It is causing flooding. It's over in the west side or further west in Gotha Lakes, and then there's also flooding in the Rio Pinar area. The flooding is there now. And we didn't have a hurricane this year, but the hard rains created flooding. And I'm pretty sure the Gotha Lakes area is still flooding right now. I think those houses are still underwater. Where you have, I don't know, what's it, a foot or two of water in the houses. Try to live in a house where you got a foot of water, 2 feet of water in the house. And what does the county say? They shrug their shoulders and say, well, wasn't our fault. We didn't do it. Not our fault at all. So anyway, as I told you, tonight's show is going to be a little bit shorter. Just to wrap up what I'm saying here, no to the sales tax in Orange County, Florida. No to trusting Orange County Commission, especially Mayor Demings. Just because he used to be a sheriff doesn't mean you should trust him now. And I have my own reasons for not trusting him as a sheriff. So I have no reason to trust him. Remember that he and his entourage went to London to promote tourism in Orange County, Florida. Oh, wasn't that nice? Yeah, we got to pay for his world travel. And you can be sure that's not going to be the only world travel he's going to be doing. You know, that's when you get elected as a mayor, that's what you're supposed to do, travel the world to be the mayor of a county. You are the mayor of the county. You are not the president of the United States. You are not the secretary of state, whatever. I just said that totally wrong. But anyway, you get the point. The Department of State, you are not the one who's going to be traveling the world. That isn't your job as a leader of Orange County, Florida. That is not your job. And, I mean, we haven't even touched on the money they're spending on this crazy convention center here and a pedestrian bridge that they really didn't need there. They spend all sorts of money. It's a slush fund. They spend it on what they want, and then they come crying to us that they don't have money for basic needs like transportation and maintaining affordable housing in the area. And while they go out there and destroy the gentrification that's going on, destroying these smaller communities, primarily minority communities, they're destroying the culture and the communities, and they don't care. Are they really this ignorant? Do they really not get it? Is that what the issue is? Do they not get it? Or do they just think we're all too stupid? And you know what? When you have the media has been doing a really good job lately here in Orange County. I have to tell you, what I've been seeing with the Orlando Sentinel writing up that 99% tax thing, they were covering the Rebecca Fairley thing really good, and then you have this other information on the Orlando Business Journal. We've actually got a little bit of media going on out there saying, wait a minute, time out. People aren't agreeing with you, Mayor Demings. He's being challenged. Now, because he is a mayor, he has a lot easier access to the media. The media hasn't been, what I would say, as open to, you know, really interviewing the people on this subject. They have in the past, and I've been to those types of forums, but they haven't been asking, at least I haven't seen it, maybe it's out there and I just haven't seen it. There's been some media at the town halls, but I didn't see them doing a lot of interviewing of the people. Maybe they did and I just didn't see it. I can tell you they didn't ask me any questions, but they were probably given instructions by the mayor to not ask a couple of us. Stay away from those people. If you can, of course, he can't really tell them to do that, but he can sure suggest it. The naysayers are these people right here. I don't care what anyone says. That's what happens. That is what happens today in government. They don't care about us. They worry more about the corporations and their next election. What's the difference between a statesman and a politician? The politician works for the next election. The statesman works for the next generation. Did you elect a politician or did you elect a statesman? I would say we have 99.5% of those in public office today are politicians. They are not the statesmen who are out there supporting and representing the people. And I challenge anybody on the Orange County Commission, and of course the City of Orlando, that's a whole other story, that City Council, I'm not even going to go there. Talk to any of them, ask that they have, let's get together and go out on the street and say, What is your biggest concern? Would you rather see us giving money to the NFL for two Pro Bowl games here to come here, or would you rather us fix transportation? So you'd rather us give the money to transportation? Transportation is a much bigger issue for the people here, and I don't care what they say when it comes to the NFL, when they bring these bowl games in and stuff like that, the millions of dollars they got to pay to bring them in, then they have to make up that much more in sales tax revenues to pay for it, and they don't do it. They never do. They're not going to always tell you that. But they're going to say, oh, it's going to bring all this business. It's going to make us a world-class international community or some silly thing like that. I don't care about the NFL coming to Orange County, Florida. We don't need them. We have plenty of tourism attractions as it is. And you know what? If the NFL wants to come here, let it be on their dime, not mine. Why are we paying the corporations? What is it about these people in this Orange County Commission that thinks that it's our job to support the private sector? And again, I'm getting down to the wire here on the time, and I'm so sorry I didn't get to really open the mic yet because I've been talking all this time. But we will have open mic next week so we can get caught up. This whole process of what they're doing, and let's see here, we got giving all this money. They don't seem to understand what the government is versus what the private sector is. Public-private partnerships are the collusion of government and the private sector. It is the collusion and the takeover from government of the private sector. You cannot have government being a partner to the private sector and not have it be corrupt. It just doesn't happen. I'm sorry, and you know, Mr. President, I know you think about this stuff too, and you're going to be getting a big letter from me in the near future here, because you too, it all sounds wonderful. It all sounds like we've got all this, you know, this is going to make everything good, but it's so corrupt. It removes the risk, the liability that the taxpayer has from the books. So it makes it look good on the books, but when it all fails, when they file bankruptcy and all these other things, guess who's holding the bag? We're the ones who have to pay for it. You cannot have the government in collusion with the private sector, or you have what is called communism. Everything owned in common. When government takes over the private sector, that is communism. And, you know, we're not that far from it. I know people are, oh, don't say that. We're not there. That's never. It is happening. Little by little, government is taking over the private sector. We don't have a private sector anymore, people. We don't. I mean, we have a little of it. But it's like everything else with what is happening in this country. And even to say that you're going to provide housing for somebody with an income of $93,000, you got something wrong if someone's making $93,000 and they still need money from the government to have a house to live in. And this is why I say Orange County is going to start looking more and more like California, because the price of housing is going up so high because of the reckless growth management and the money they give away to these corporations. It's going to happen because they are forcing people out of their homes. They are creating a situation where the price of housing is going up. And you know what? I have a house. So wait a minute, I should like this. The prices of housing are going up. That should be a benefit to me. Well, maybe in my own situation it's a benefit, but it's not a benefit to the majority of low-income people. You're putting them out in the street. You are forcing them to either live in a car or live in a tent. You can't have it both ways, Mayor Demings. And I'm sorry you don't understand this. If you want some help with it, just ask. There's several of us who will be more than happy to work with you and help you understand what you're doing, how you're impacting housing, how you're putting the gentrification you are creating, and you didn't start it. And just for the record, everybody here, the situation Orange County, Florida is in is not because of Mayor Demings. It was like that when he got there. This is his first term as the Orange County mayor. So he didn't create the mess. He's only adding to the mess. He's making the big mess to a bigger mess. That's what he's doing. That's it. So, again, to wrap up here, because I got to get off this phone here, I've got some other stuff I have absolutely got to take care of. If you're in Orange County, Florida, please do your best to go to the Orange County Transportation Town Hall. It's at the Barnett Park Gymnasium right by the Central Florida Fairgrounds. From 2 to 5, we're going to have the sign waving at the corner of 441 and State Road 50. That's Colonial Drive and Orange Blossom Trail. And that's from 2 to 5. Then we're going to go down to the meeting. And make sure you can go out to Facebook, and it's called Street Justice FL. Street Justice FL, and go in and get the petitions. There's also a petition there on the red light cameras, which actually I was going to mention something on those red light cameras, but I didn't get there in time. I didn't have enough time. But you can go out there and get both of the petitions and sign them. And then you can also go to the other website is nomoretolls.com. You can go there as well. There's lots of information. You can do a search on the No More Tolls petition, constitutional petition here in Florida. So we need everybody to sign that. If you know somebody who hasn't signed yet, please get them to sign. We have to have a lot of petitions in there. They always, I think it's like 700 or 800,000 you have to have to get the item on the ballot. So you have to actually collect more than a million because they're going to reject a bunch of them. You have to be a registered voter, and that's pretty much it. A registered voter in the state of Florida, and that's the deal. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry I got to cut the show a little bit short tonight, but we will have a 2-hour open mic next week to talk about. I'll give an update on this meeting and the sign waving and how things are going there, and then it's whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about this crazy impeachment, we can talk about that. Whatever you want to talk about. We will cover it next week. And so with that being said, thank you for tuning in. Please try to be good to each other. United we stand, divided we fall. Be engaged. Challenge your elected representatives to do what they're supposed to represent you and me. And say a few prayers for our country. Dear Lord, help us. Please say a few prayers for the United States of America and hope that we can save it. With that being said, good night, everyone, and we will talk again next week.